It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Cats Recap Show, presented by Verizon, the network America relies on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Coming up, the three stars of the game, a look back at tonight's game, and a preview of the Cats' next game.
Cats Recap Show begins now. Kevin Rogers, Doug Blagans, and Billy Lindsay with you. The Panthers fall to the Vegas Golden Knights 9-3 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Vegas wins the Stanley Cup, first one in franchise history. And the Panthers fell behind early. Vegas with 4 in the second, 3 in the third, and they wrap up their first title. Before we continue, let's pause for station identification right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Florida Panthers Stanley Cup Final on WQAM Miami, WPOW HD2 Miami, WKIS HD2 Boca Raton, and Odyssey Station.
Let's now head out to T-Mobile Arena, where actually the trophies are getting presented by Commissioner Gary Bettman. And let's head out there now with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay.
Thanks, Kevin. And the Panthers fall in this one. 9-3 is the final score. The Vegas Golden Knights take Game 5. They take the series in 5 games. And the Conn Smythe Trophy has just been handed out to Vegas forward Jonathan Marchessault. A name familiar to a lot of Panthers fans. And there were a number of different directions that could have gone. But Jonathan Marchessault is the Conn Smythe Trophy winner as the most valuable player in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And what a run he put together here in this Stanley Cup playoff year for the Vegas Golden Knights. As he finished the playoffs with 25 points for Vegas on 13 goals and 12 assists. And he also finished the playoffs plus 17, leading the Vegas Golden Knights. So it was a heck of a run for him as they bring the Stanley Cup out to the ice to get the celebration going. The three stars of the game here for game number 5. The number 3 star, Alec Martinez, for the Vegas Golden Knights. As he had a goal, was plus 1 in this one. Jack Eichel, the second star tonight. Eichel finished the game with 3 assists and was plus 2. And Mark Stone, the number 1 star tonight here in Game 5. The Vegas captain had 3 goals, was plus 2, 16 minutes, 54 seconds on the ice. Vegas takes the series in 5. And again, to all of you tuned in over the course of the season, anybody who came out to a Panthers game, if you supported the Panthers in any way, we truly can't thank you enough, and it means the world to us. So we thank you very much for everything over the course of the season. As I always say, I hope you enjoy the broadcast as much as we enjoy bringing them to you, because it's an absolute thrill each and every night. And this run has been something to behold for everybody, yep. Folks. 9-3 Vegas takes it tonight, and Billy, again, tough to take. It's not really much else we can say about it that we haven't already said.
Yeah, just this group and this team, and to get this far, heart, soul, dedication. There's going to be a day that the trophy comes down to South Florida, but the commitment from everyone, from the ownership all the way to the group, to Paul Maurice, the coaching staff, the players, all the fans back home, and what this franchise has represented for myself, to see it get back to this point has been a dream for me. It really has. And South Florida and the whole community, I love you. I appreciate you. You've been my home for coming on 30 years next year. And to see that rabid fan base and to see this team go through this journey again and to do it, I've got to know a lot of the fans. They've become friends of mine, the community, and that team on the ice. I'm so proud of the proud of the team and proud to see hockey in the forefront in South Florida again. And losing, just, there's no way to describe it. It sucks, man. It just sucks. But there was a lot of winning you had to do to just get here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the winning to get here, I'll remember this journey forever, and brought back a lot of memories, and there's nothing like it. The playoffs are so special, and you get in there and you never know. The way they did it, to scramble in on the last day of the season and took us on an epic ride, they did. And man, I loved it, being along you, beside you, and calling the games here, getting to come on the road. It's a memory that goes down there right with 96 with this franchise, and one day we're going to get our hands on that thing. I know it, but this year it's Vegas, and I'll hand the credit over to Vegas. They deserved it. They earned it. That was a special group on the other side, and they had the team. They rotated through different goaltenders, had to use two different goaltenders who weren't even supposed to. They had an all-star, Logan Thompson, who wasn't even a factor,
yeah,
and Laurent Brossoit and Nathan Hill, and
Jonathan Quick was there the whole time.
Yeah, Jonathan Quick was there the whole time. And so the Stanley Cup is raised here in Vegas, but Panther fans, along the way, it was one of those journeys, and every time you go along that journey, you know what it's like, and it's in there. It's an experience, and you got the group, and hopefully one day you're here again and you're on the right side of it. But it's not possible without our fans, our ownership, our group, the players, and
everybody from the ownership down. We can't thank everybody enough, and all the listeners and the fans
so
and
many
supporters.
People. It takes so many people to get here, the training staff and all the behind-the-scenes work, and just for this organization, for what we've been through, just think of where we were and where we're at. That's all I got. That's pretty much all I got to say.
It was a
just think of where we were 10 years ago. Mm. And where we've been able to come, we've been in the playoffs four straight years. We have a President's Trophy
last year, and
an Eastern Conference Championship in the last couple of years. Going in the right direction, that's all I got to say.
And the Panthers are playoff regulars.
Yeah.
And again, just scratching the surface here in terms of what they can accomplish, and the window of contention is wide open and will be for years to come. And Billy, it's can't thank you enough.
Yep, thank you so much.
An honor to work another year with you.
It was, man. It was truly the honor. I'm saying man a lot here. But anyway, when you get through this journey along, and just to call the playoff games and the excitement, that's the best it's been for me as a broadcaster. Those are the limits. This is what you live for in life.
Yep.
This is what. There's other things that, in the sports world, this is what you live for in life. To be part of this and see this kind of journey. So we move on, and the heroics, and we'll remember this year and go to start next year, and you're going to get right to work immediately when you play this long. And the draft's right around the corner, free agency.
No time to rest.
We'll be on the ice next season, next year, before you can bat an eye.
So 9-3 the final in Game 5. Kevin has a rundown of what took place tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights are Stanley Cup champions. Kevin Rogers takes over straight ahead on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Recap show continues. Kevin Rogers with you. Golden Knights over the Panthers 9-3. Vegas wins the Stanley Cup in five games. As we take a look back at what unfolded tonight at T-Mobile Arena, no Matthew Tkachuk for the Panthers. He was out due to injury. Sergei Bobrovsky starting in net for the Cats. Aiden Hill in for Vegas. And the Panthers, who have never won at T-Mobile Arena since the Golden Knights have entered the NHL back 6 years ago. And the Panthers looking to break through tonight. But unfortunately, that was not the case, as Vegas was shorthanded less than 12 minutes into the first period. Panthers in the power play, but Mark Stone has been huge in this series and huge in the playoffs for the Golden Knights. He would get Vegas on the board.
Golden Knights get a clear, and Bennett starts back from his home blue line over the Vegas line. Handed off for Hagan, near side. It's out of his reach, and back the other way down to the left is Stone. A 2-on-1 with Stevenson. Stone, left circle, walks in a net shot. He scores. A shorthanded goal for Mark Stone, and the Vegas captain has given the Golden Knights a 1-0 lead with 8:08 to play in the opening frame.
Mark Stone, a shorthanded goal, his 9th of the postseason. It's unassisted, 11:52 into the first period, giving Vegas the 1-0 lead. Then less than 2 minutes later, Vegas would attack Sergei Bobrovsky in the Panthers' net once again for a 2-0 advantage.
Here come the Golden Knights, another maybe 2-on-1. Up the right side, Eichel, toe drag, move out front, shot, block, backhand try. Bobrovsky leads out, makes the save. They jam away, it's in the net, and they score. There was a flurry out in front. It looked like it was the defenseman, Nick Hague, who got there and made the last contact with that loose puck. Bobrovsky had made an acrobatic save, but the puck was loose.
And the goal goes to Nick Hague, his 2nd of the postseason. Jack Eichel and Jonathan Marchessault with the assist. Eichel had the original shot there. Bobrovsky made the save, lost his stick. Puck was in the crease, then Hague put it in. 13:41 into the first period, giving Vegas the 2-0 lead. 2-0 after one, we go to the second period where Aaron Ekblad would fire away a little over 2 minutes in to get the Panthers on the board.
He'll dump it down to our left around the inboards. It's Hague, lost control, far boards. White Cloud kept it to the corner. Arbashev had it ripped away by Cousins out the line. Long shot, they score through traffic. It's Aaron Ekblad from the right point. He's able to get one through, and the Panthers are on the board here in the second period as they cut the deficit in half.
Good hard work down low, and finally they get it through.
And that goal by Aaron Ekblad is 2nd of the postseason, 2:15 into the second period. Nick Cousins with the assist. Panthers, they cut the deficit in half. They trailed 2-1. It would stay 2-1 for the first half of the second period, but then the floodgates open for Vegas, and it would start with former L.A. King playoff hero Alec Martinez as he would beat Bobrovsky to make a 3-1 Golden Knights.
Out come the Panthers then. It's Verhaeghe up the wing. He's bumped off the puck. Did get it into the zone. Petrangelo immediately an outlet. Eichel right side drops it back. Martinez a shot, and he scores top corner. Alec Martinez makes it 3-1 Vegas with 9:32 to go in the second.
10:28 into the second period. Alec Martinez, just his 2nd goal of the postseason, both coming in the Stanley Cup final. He scored earlier in the series, but that goal to give the Golden Knights a 2-goal lead. Jack Eichel and Alex Petrangelo with the assist. And Vegas up 3-1. 3 more goals in the second period. Riley Smith, the former Panther, scoring his 4th at the 12:13 mark. William Karlsson and Shea Theodore with the assist there to make it 4-1 Vegas. And then 5 minutes later, it was Stone again with his 10th goal of the postseason, 2nd of the night. Brett Howden and Chandler Stevens with the assist, 17:15 to the second, made it 5-1 Golden Knights. And then in the final seconds of the second period, Michael Amadio with his 5th of the postseason as he scores out in front. Riley Smith with the assist, 19:58 into the second, made it 6-1 Golden Knights after two. In the third period, Ivan Barbashev, the former St. Louis Blue, his 7th goal at the 8:22 mark. Eichel, another assist. Theodore, another assist. Made it 7-1 Vegas at that point. But then 25 seconds later, the Panthers would strike back with one of their Sams.
Into the inner circle, taken back by Stevenson for Vegas. 11:20 left in the third. Up the wall into a maze of bodies. Panthers keep it in. Right on a shot, he scores. Top shelf, Sam Reinhart. He beats Hill, high stick side. And the Panthers get one back here in the third.
8:47 into the third period, Sam Reinhart, his 8th goal of the postseason. Sam Bennett and Brandon Montour with the assist made it 7-2 Vegas. And then a few minutes later, Sam Bennett, he would score the final goal of the Panthers' season as he would beat Aiden Hill to make it 7-3.
Reinhart far side, handled then by Forsling. Bennett long shot from the line, tipped up, but they score.
Verhaeghe might have got a piece of it.
Verhaeghe may have tipped it.
Not sure. Bennett let the shot go from the top of the blue line.
It was a one-timer along the ice that took a bounce straight upstairs, and the Panthers back to within 4 now with 8:21 left in the third.
And the goal actually going off Vegas is Alex Petrangelo, and it gets past Aiden Hill. 5th goal of the postseason for Sam Bennett, Gustav Forsling, and Sam Reinhart with the assist. 11:39 into the third, and that cut it down to 4 as the Panthers trailed 7-3. But then the Panthers would pull Sergei Bobrovsky for the extra attacker, and Mark Stone would get the hat trick as he would fire one away from basically his own zone or near the neutral zone. at the 14:06 mark of the third period, his 11th of the postseason, gets the hat trick, empty netter unassisted, made it 8-3 Vegas, and then Nicholas Waugh with his third of the postseason, 18:58 into the third, Theodore and Braden McNabb with the assist, made it 9-3 Vegas, and that was the final. Sergei Bobrovsky, 22 saves on 30 shots. He still had a spectacular postseason in spite of tonight's result. Aiden Hill played very well for Vegas, got to give him credit. 32 saves on 35 shots, came over from the San Jose Sharks in the offseason, and Vegas, who went through several goalies, Aiden Hill, he was the healthiest one left, and he played very well in the postseason to help Vegas win their first Stanley Cup. Coming up, we will take a look at the abbreviated JetBlue Out-of-Town scoreboard, and Doug and Billy will wrap things up from Vegas. The Panthers, in spite of tonight's loss, nothing to be ashamed of. They win their second Eastern Conference final, and in their second Stanley Cup final, they do lose in five games to the Vegas Golden Knights, but still an excellent job by this team to be the last team in the Eastern Conference in the dance. Golden Knights over the Panthers, 9-3. Vegas wins the Stanley Cup in five games. You're listening to the Cats Recap Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Cats Recap Show continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans, and Billy Lindsay with you. Vegas wins the Stanley Cup, 9-3 over the Panthers. They win it in five games. Let's take a quick look at the JetBlue Out-of-Town scoreboard. The Miami Marlins trailing at Seattle 5-1. That game at the bottom of the sixth. Marlins, the only game in town now for the next few months until, obviously, football, and then the Panthers come back in October. But again, a season to remember, no doubt, for the Panthers. First time since 1996 making the Stanley Cup Final. They got their first win in the Stanley Cup Final in Game 3 in overtime. So a lot of very good memories, beating the Boston Bruins in seven games, also knocking out Toronto and Carolina on their way to the Stanley Cup Final. So definitely no shame in losing to this excellent Vegas Golden Knights team. And again, my thanks to Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay with the ride again. For me, it's been over a decade, way over a decade. It's been over 12 years, I believe, now on the broadcast. So very happy again to be a part of it as we head back to T-Mobile Arena out in Las Vegas with Doug and Billy.
Kevin, we can't thank you enough for all the work over the course of the year and every year. And I know one of my favorite things about doing every game is bantering back and forth and hearing the tones of Kevin Rogers come over the headset. So again, an honor to work with you each and every night, Kevin. And I know we already can't wait. We already can't wait until October. Get this thing going again. Hey, it's different from other off seasons. When you go this far, October comes around pretty quickly. Not going to be a lot of time to rest and relax. And I should say, too, and I mentioned this each round of the playoffs so far, but the on-site engineers, as broadcasters across the league, we get to work with different guys in every building. And it's always, first of all, it's comforting when you go to the buildings and you see familiar faces. And you know that the broadcast is going to be in good hands every single night from this end. And Ray Ragle here in Vegas, can't thank you enough. We've had great engineers and worked with great guys over the course of this entire playoff run in Boston, Toronto, Carolina, and here. And Ray, an outstanding job each and every game. And like I said, when we come in here every night and we know that that everything's going to be exactly the way it's supposed to be and we're going to be in good hands and you're a good guy to boot, It's just a great thing to come into each and every game. And Danny Garcia back in the network studios. Danny Garcia, Trevor Harris worked the bulk of the games this season back there in the studio. Vlad Lusan worked a handful of games as well. Dan Day as well. Matt Wilson as well. Big thanks to all the guys back in the studio. But Danny, you worked a big chunk of them this year, and we can't thank you enough for the great job each and every game. And just like I said about the on-site engineers, knowing that each and every game we were going to be connected, ready to roll, and then Manny Chang and Robert Grieper are on-site engineers for our home games as well. Great job by them each and every game. And again, huge thanks go out to all of you. I know we've said it a lot already, but to each and every one of you who support this team, who listen to the broadcasts, who watch the games, wear the gear proudly, come out to the games. We thank you very much for the support, however you support the Panthers and wherever you support the Panthers from. It's always fun when we take tweets during the game. That's why we keep doing that segment. We take the tweets because we don't only get those of you dedicated folks who've been around since we've been taking the tweets from day one. Guys like Kurt in South Carolina, and of course, Roy in Scotland, and you guys who've been around for years on the Twitter segment, but and guys locally like Jeff in Coral Springs and Noah in North Miami Beach and Josh in Pembroke Pines, and I apologize for any names I might leave off because the list of regulars in the tweets has gotten to be so long. It means so much to us, and to see that expand outside the market, Kurt in South Carolina, Evan in Manitoba, Michelle in Calgary, and then we have folks, multiple people in Australia tuning in, and Matt in Escondido, and Decker in California, and Eastvale, California, people all over North America, Gil in Houston, Carl in Northwest Indiana. I'm just coming up with these off the top of my head, and again, I apologize if I forget anyone, but to see the tweets come from not only North America and beyond, like Gus in Greece, who tweets in a good amount of times, the people in Australia, as I mentioned, it's what's made the world-famous Twitter segment truly world-famous and something unique to our broadcast, I think, and it's just great to see the reach and great to see everybody chiming in. And we already can't wait to have you back on for the first world-famous Twitter segment of the 23-24 season. Keep on checking. You can always follow along on social media. You can listen to the Territory Talk podcast because that never takes a break. That'll be going all summer long. We'll have a draft show coming up on our flagship home, 560 WQAM. So, again, we'll be around all summer long. We'll have things coming your way. And we'll just, tide you over until we get to a new season of Panthers hockey coming up in the fall. Billy Lindsay, can't thank you enough for all the great work as always.
Thank you as well. You're the glue here, buddy. You put it all together.
I try.
You're the glue.
It takes everybody.
I just come in and...
It takes everybody. There's no doubt about that. But
you keep the ship afloat.
Jameson Oliver.
I just try and keep rolling.
Well, you do a heck of a job, and it's an honor to work every game with you. We can't forget to thank Jameson Oliver for coming in, dropping in his insight every second intermission, and also the entire Panthers communications department for everything over the course of the year and coordinating all the interviews and everything that happens over the course of the season behind the scenes. So much work goes into it, and the Panthers corporate partnerships team always keeping us up to speed with what's going on as far as everything going on within the broadcasts. And we could be here all night thanking people. If I forgot anybody, I apologize, but thanks for everything over the course of the year in the organization, outside the organization, fans, listeners, everybody who supported this team. We can't do it without you. That's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank all of you for tuning in, whether you listen on a radio, phone, or computer, however you tuned into Panthers hockey. Thanks for making Panthers hockey a part of your night. Thanks to our entire outstanding crew, our on-site engineer here in Vegas, Ray Riegel, Danny Garcia back in our network studios, our traffic manager, Bridget Sullivan, our host, Kevin Rogers, my broadcast partner, Billy Lindsay. Great job by everybody tonight, and a huge thanks to all of you who tuned in tonight and all season long. It's been a heck of a season and a heck of a run, and we couldn't do it without each and every one of you. That's it for us. The Vegas Golden Knights are Stanley Cup champions. They take this Stanley Cup final in five games, but as Kevin Rogers said earlier this segment, this Panthers group, absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. This was a heck of a run, and a lot of valuable experience was earned, no doubt about that. Vegas takes game five by a 9-3 final score. They take the Stanley Cup final in five games. The Golden Knights are Stanley Cup champions. We'll talk to you in the fall, everybody, for our entire outstanding crew. I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for being with us tonight. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Florida Panthers action on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Sponsored by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. And by Ford. Ford, built for South Florida.
Stay in touch with the Panthers on FloridaPanthers.com. Follow the Panthers on Twitter at FLA Panthers and on Instagram at FLA Panthers.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.